8 minutes past 7, our top story this morning. And what does the future hold for a Surrey primary school, which is facing closure?
This is, from our point of view, the end game for them of what they've been planning for a number of years. So we aren't happy and we're still angry and we're still fighting.
Well, there are plans to close Ripley C of E Primary because of falling pupil numbers and failed Ofsted inspections. Surrey County Council and the Diocese of Guildford had raised concerns that a suitable academy trust couldn't be found to take it over. But a secular group which looks after three schools in Surrey, the South Farnham Educational Trust, says it did offer to look at running Ripley. It says it was turned down because it wasn't considered appropriate. Alex Teer is the Director of Education at the Diocese of Guildford. So why didn't you want this trust to run this school?
Good morning. The key issue here is not the sponsorship of the school, it's the viability of the school. The reason why the local authority in the diocese is proposing to close the school is because actually the numbers of vacancies in the school is now at 172. There's only actually going to be 34 children left in the school after half term. And when a school gets into that position, it's unviable. And there's a very small number of children who have been put their places down for next September. So we're looking at a position where the school is no longer viable.
But wouldn't it be a case that if parents knew that there was a possibility or a threat of a school closing, you're not going to put it down as an option?
Well, that's the difficulty in this situation. But we are in a process of consultation. So the local authority have made it clear that obviously they're still considering all the different options. But, you know, last month was a key milestone when Mary Lewis decided that actually the case for keeping the school open was no longer convincing. And that was because of the number of places which are vacant in the school.
But we were told your concern was because this was a secular trust.
Well, there is that factor. But actually, the diocese does allow its church schools to join Academy Trust with community schools in it. It was just that this particular trust, we just didn't have any confidence that they knew or understood how to develop the Christian ethos and character of the school.
But I mean, the trust did say it offered to have a legal side agreement which would allow Ripley Primary to be independent and effectively remain in line with everything the church would do. Wasn't that enough?
Well, they did offer a legal side agreement, but unfortunately that didn't reflect the national agreements that we expect for these sorts of situations. The difference here really is that a church school, the religious designation is a statutory status. So what that means is that when it moves from being a school to an academy, we have to make sure that the religious character is safeguarded and protected. And we also have to think about the other aspects of the school which make it a Church of England school, for example, the governance of the school. We didn't get the reassurances that we needed from South Farnham Educational Trust, and therefore we rejected their offer.
Even though they said they would have legal side agreements in place in order that they would do everything that the church wanted to do, that wasn't enough.
The legal side agreements that they offered were not the same as the national agreements which the church expects for these situations.
So what are the national agreements?
So there's a set of documents called the model legal documents, which is what's used when a church school becomes an academy. That's the national expectation. Most, if not all, Church of England schools use that when they convert to academy status.
And what was it missing? What was included in those documents that this trust wasn't going to do?
It was mainly the fact that we expect to see church governors at all levels within the trust which the church school goes into, and that was something which the South Farnham Trust was not able to give us assurances on.
And you're not willing to make any compromises in order to keep the school open?
Well, the key issue here, as I said, is actually about the position of the school now. So just to reiterate, there are some year groups where there's actually now only one or two children in the school. And the issue for us is this, which is that when we run Church of England schools, we want to run them and give children the best opportunities and education that they can possibly have. And when we get into this situation, actually delivering the curriculum to that small number of children, so that's only just over the size of a normal class in one primary school, becomes terribly difficult. So the issues are really the unviable nature of the school, which is to do with actually how you run the school, but actually also how you deliver the curriculum to that small number of children.
Hang on in there for a moment.
Yeah, we want to bring in somebody else to the conversation here. The Reverend Stephen Terry, who's the chair of a group called the Accord Coalition for Inclusive Education. Morning to you, Reverend. What do you make of this situation? You've been listening to all of that.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to respond to this. I have to say that the Accord Coalition and a good many other people, I think, are rather disappointed by the rather blinkered view that the diocese is taking. I can entirely accept that Ripley School is in a great deal of difficulty. I've been a school governor myself for 35 years in various contexts, and I know how these things go. But that having been said, if the Trust, the South Farnham Educational Trust, is prepared not only to take on this school and I believe one other in its grouping, but also willing to offer such things as side agreements and also another arrangement whereby they would take it on and for 3 or 4 years to see how things go. I'm a little disappointed, to put it mildly, that the diocese seems just to be slamming the door on this on the rather specious ground that the trust will not be able to maintain the Christian ethos. I would have thought that they would be working with the Diocese of Guildford, not against it, and that the diocese would have plenty of opportunity to have a reasonable input to ensure that the Christian ethos is maintained.
The trust itself does say that and makes the point that ultimately it is up to the diocese. It's their land, it's their schools, it's their decision ultimately.
Of course it is. We are simply disappointed that the diocese seems to be being offered a gift horse and is insisting on examining its bridgework.
Alex, what would you say to that?
Well, good morning, Stephen, and thank you for your comments. I mean, I think the first thing to say is we haven't slammed the door on any of this. We've been working with the local authority since the school went into special measures in May of last year, and we've looked carefully at all the different options for the school, including this trust, but also other options. The reality is, and you'll know this, Stephen, as a governor, that when you get to a point where you've got 34 children in a school, when actually the school is designed for 210 children, it's incredibly difficult to make the numbers work. So actually the reality is that we want the very best for the children in our schools. I think you probably would agree with that, which is that the quality of education is absolutely the most important thing. But actually, in this situation, it's clearly not possible now to give the children the sort of education that we would wish for. So it's not purely the issue around the religious designation. That's important to the diocese, clearly. But actually, it's more now the point where we've reached where Ripley is just not viable. And, you know, the diocese has to take the long view here, which is that actually we run 85 schools across the diocese, 90% of them are good and outstanding. And actually, when we have a school that's failing to provide the quality of education that we expect, then sometimes we do have to make the difficult decision to propose on closure.
Stephen, you respond to that.
And is there not a requirement laid upon us in Holy Scripture to support the weak? And also to say that somewhere, I'm a good Anglican, so I know it's in there somewhere, but I can't give you a precise reference, something along the lines of where there is no vision, the people perish. It seems to me that the South Farnham Educational Trust has a bit of a vision as to how things might go with Ripley, and the diocese do not, which I think is a great shame.
Well, we do have something in common, Stephen, which is that we're both Anglicans and the Church of England is a broad stable. But I think we're on this particular point, we'll have to agree to disagree. So thank you for your comments.
Alex and Stephen, thank you. I'm sure some parents have been praying as well. 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's BBC Surrey.